No, I'll take it. Yeah, I was just going to say, I mean, I said all that I want to say about it right now, because I'm still researching and I'm still learning all the astro stuff that Wally mentioned, and good morning to Wally. Sorry, I passed you over. But so yeah, I'm still in a learning phase about it. I've heard of it in my time with Motorola in the past, and these radios, I think, came out around, the XTSs came out around 2009, I think, so that's like 15 years ago or so. Yeah, so it's a learning curve for me, and like I said, it's just a matter of if I was going to take the plunge, buy the radio now while the prices are still down, because they seem to be just flying off the shelves. W-A-R-C-Y. Sean, go ahead.
Well, I don't know about that. I've been watching them. I think they're down on the grander scheme of things. You know, I think there's minor fluctuations, supply and demand kind of fluctuations. But what are you doing? Come on, idiot. God darn it. People drifting over into my lane. Anyhow, I think there's minor fluctuations, but on the grand scheme of things, I think they're, I mean, they're pretty much holding their own. They are going to get to the point where there are less and less of them, but at that point, then the APXs will be out there in the wild. So, you know, it's, you know, the problem is it's just there's not a lot of people using UHF commercially or public safety anymore. So, you know, the pool from which likely candidates will come is shrinking. That's the biggest problem. But like Jeff says, yeah, don't bother. It's a pain in the ass.
AARUH.